Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Sunroom Sisters.
Hey.
How's everyone doing today on this beautiful, gorgeous, glorious day?
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot.
It's hot. You wouldn't think it because I'm wearing a full-on hoodie right now, but it is sweltering outside. Mm. It's pool weather, beach weather, to say the least.
Yep.
But before we started, I wanted to set the scene for everybody. Set the scene for you guys at home. Considering this episode is going to be about our freshman year of college, just wanted to set the scene, right? So, it's 2021, we're about to graduate high school, and Rita and I kind of look at each other and we're like, where are we going to go? What are we going to do? And lo and behold, we ended up at Georgia State University, baby, in the middle of Atlanta. That is where we ended up. Rena ended up getting an apartment there, and I was commuting, and my first week of college was hell, to say the least. It was hell. I was driving from Lawrenceville, Georgia, to Atlanta every single day, and if you know anything about Georgia State, you know that they don't try at all to help you when it comes to parking.
Yeah.
They don't care. They want you to struggle.
You have to figure it out yourself, and then if there's any parking left, it's,
Yeah, no, they want you to struggle.
This is downtown Atlanta, like
down
middle of Atlanta.
Down fucking town Atlanta. It's a jungle, to say the least. So, I am driving every single day for the 5 days that I'm driving into the city. My first week, I'm crying. I am bawling my eyes out. I'm calling everybody. I'm saying, I fucking hate this. I can't do it. I don't know where to park. Because the parking decks don't look like parking decks. They're like regular, degular, schmegular buildings in the middle of the city that you would never think was a fucking parking deck. And on top of not being able to find it, I also had to pay $5 every time I parked my car. And that was just a shit fucking first week. But then, it got better.
Yes.
It definitely got better.
Yeah.
It got fun.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're going to discuss just how much fun we had our freshman year of college. It was...
Crazy.
It was an experience.
Yeah.
It was an experience because, like, we graduated not really knowing, like, what... really was in, like, we knew what college was, obviously. We knew what to expect, but not fully. Like, I don't think...
Just because Georgia State is also not... It's a different college experience than maybe, like, people think.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going into it just, like, expecting, like, college.
Yes.
So it's something different.
Yes.
But it was great, regardless.
Like, I think I was expecting, like... how you saw in the movies, you know, college campus and the green space and people throwing footballs around and people carrying the cute little backpacks and walking to class. And yes, there was a lot of that, but there was also a lot of just craziness in between that was just like, as a 17-year-old, because I graduated high school early, so I had just turned like 17 going into college, and it was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, and then I started living there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like complete change for me. Like you walk everywhere, but also like I'm a girl, so I can't go out at night, you know, by myself, and driving there.
Oh my god.
I would just walk everywhere that I could.
Mm-hmm.
And when I had to drive, it was like, "Oh my god."
And I was literally at Rena's apartment every single day. Especially on those days where I just knew it was going to be so much traffic, or if we were going out that night, or if I just didn't want to drive home because I didn't want to bust that hour drive, I would sleep at Rena's. And that, honestly, that turned into, like, literally, like, every other day.
Mm-hmm.
I was at Rena's, and it was the best. It was so much fun. It was so, so, so much fun. And then I ended up rushing. I joined a sorority, which was, like, really off-brand for me. Really off-brand, but...
Georgia State sororities are different.
Right. They're not your typical, like, SEC, UGA kind of school sorority. Not to that extent. It's still a sorority. It's still an organization. And, but it was just like, I got thrusted into a completely different scene that I had never experienced or been a part of before. And alongside me was Rena. Brought her. She was my date to everything.
Yeah, I wasn't in the sorority, but, like, I was still involved in it because I went to everything with her.
And everyone knew her. Mm-hmm. Everyone knew her.
I got to make all the friends there, too, so that was really cool.
Yes, she was a Zeta by association. Yeah. And everyone loved her. And it was so much fun. And just, like, meeting new people was definitely scary because I just, especially being in the sorority, it put on a different, like, how do you say? It was like a different vibe altogether of, like, different people and being, like, thrusted into this, like, environment of just, like, parties and more parties. And, like, in the beginning, I was ecstatic. I was so excited to do all of these things. And then it got to the point where I was just like,
I'm tired.
Physically cannot do this anymore. Like, physically cannot do this anymore. And it was just like, imagine a 17-year-old going in, not knowing. Like, obviously, I had been exposed to different things before. It wasn't anything new to me. But, like, I'm just going to say this, and I'm just going to say this right now. The people that you graduate high school with, and the people that you know when you graduate high school, half of them are going to get hooked on hard drugs. That is just it.
Like, that's the norm. Yeah.
In college. And a lot of them are going to, you know, get it out of their system and not continue, but a lot of them are going to stick to it. And just, like, being exposed to that was just, like, crazy, and, like, seeing how, like, normalized it was, and I don't know, and just, like, in the party scene, and, like, going out, and, like, it was just, like, a whole new fucking world, and I was just, like, didn't even know.
And aren't you, like, required to go to a lot of those things? Or not the parties, but, like...
Yes, like, a lot of the events and stuff we were required to go to, or else we got, like, fined or whatever, which they weren't super strict on it. They weren't super strict. I know some of the bigger schools are definitely a lot more strict, but they weren't super strict on it with us.
That's also why I didn't join, too, because I already knew, like, I would just be too exhausted to go to everything.
It's a big commitment. Yeah. It is a big commitment, to say the least, and I think that's, like, a big reason why also I, like, transferred schools was because of, like, A, the commuting. That was a fucking bitch. But B, just, like, the commitment of, like, being in an organization, and then, like, also just being committed to having to drive every day. It was just a lot. It was way too fucking much. It was way, way, way too much. Especially for me at such a, like, I look back at it and I thought I was so much older, so much more mature than I actually was. And now that I'm looking back, I'm like, you were a kid. Like, you were a kid. You were a child. But also, I wouldn't be the person I am today without the experiences that I had. So I'm so fucking grateful for meeting the people that I did, having the experiences that I had. And also, I would say some of my most favorite professors and classes were from Georgia State.
100%. I loved the... Because we transferred to a more local college, so, I don't know. The classes at State, I loved. Like, there were so many people there. It was, like, way more, like, big lecture halls, and I loved that. I loved lectures. And there was so many more different, like, kinds of people. And the thing is also, here's another thing, going into Georgia State, we were like, what do we wear on the first day? Like, you know, stuff like that. And then everyone's like, bum it. Like, nobody cares in college, you know, bum it. We go to Georgia State, might as well be a damn fashion school, because everyone's popping out their best fits, and I'm over here in my sweatpants like, huh?
Yeah, it is a straight up, you are on the cover of Vogue, you are catwalking, you are fucking a model walking down the runway, bitch. Like, And I'm sitting there with my North Face backpack, my Lululemon shorts, and my big t-shirt, looking around like, bitch, I should not have worn this. Yeah. I should not have worn, like at least put on a pair of jeans or something. Like, I looked like a kid. Like, I looked like a kid compared to, everyone was just, like, so fashionable, and, like, they had their own style. And it was just so fucking, like, cool to see everyone express, like, be so comfortable enough to express themselves through fashion, especially because I feel like in high school, if you did express yourself through fashion,
you're trying too hard, but
like, you're just like weird, like, oh, look at that weird girl, like, she's not wearing the big t-shirt and leggings that I'm wearing, like, she's weird. But then you get to college and you're like, oh no babe, like, you're weird for wearing not having the leggings and the t-shirt,
for not having a style, not knowing your fashion and whatever.
And I mean, obviously, it's, like, different for every school. Like, I doubt if you go to, like, Alabama, you're going to see people wearing the same shit that they were wearing at Georgia State. But it was, like, bitch, like, get a grip. Like, get a fucking grip. Did I get a grip that whole year? Absolutely not. Did I continue wearing big t-shirts and shorts every day? Absolutely.
Same here. But every once in a while, I try to spruce it up, you know? Make it a little bit more indie or something.
And everyone, like, kind of minded their own business, too.
Yeah, that's another thing. Going in, I was like, everyone's going to talk to people. Like, this is where you make your lifetime friends, right? In college, you hear that all the time. This is where you make your lifetime friends. But I guess it's, like,
we already had that, too. So
we already had that. But at the same... And then, mind you, this is after COVID, right? So everyone's... face to their phone, not looking up. No one's trying to talk to anybody. Everyone's there to learn, which, granted, like, yeah, go you. But, like, can we talk to each other? Like, the only time I have made friends in college was if I was either sitting next to a person in class or there was a group project. Other than that, it was, like, no one.
I guess that's why they make organizations, like, such a big deal in college. Because it's an easy way for you to connect with others. Which, honestly, like... was a big reason that I joined my sorority as well, because I saw just how many people went to that school, and I was like, it is going to be impossible to make a connection here, like, without putting myself in the space to make a connection. So I'm like, let me join an organization, let me do something, like, let me make some friends, you know, it'll make the school year easier. And it did.
Honestly. And I'm so glad you joined, because then I made friends through her.
And, like, there's so many girls that we still talk to, like, to this day, that I wholeheartedly, I love you guys so freaking much. I love them so much. And it was a great decision. It was really, honestly, a great decision. And I'm so glad I did it. I'm so glad I did it. But, like, now that I'm looking back at it, I don't think if I would have stayed at Georgia State, I think I probably would have dropped either way. Like, I wouldn't have stayed in the sorority just because of, like, the commitment aspect and, like, having to go out when, like, I don't necessarily want to, you know? But, yeah.
But it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you don't... We didn't necessarily get the college experience, like, in the movies that you see with, you know, like, the courtyard, everyone's in their hammocks, playing football, whatever, dorm rooms, we didn't get that. But I feel like the nightlife, not necessarily college, but, like, just the nightlife in general, like, I felt like it was, like, the movies, you know?
Yeah.
Just, like, I don't know, we've experienced some, like, crazy and fun and very laughable things going out while we were at State. I don't know.
We definitely didn't get, like, the traditional college experience with, like, living in a dorm and being on campus and, you know, things like that. But the one aspect that I think we fucking hit the nail on the head with was going out.
Yeah, we took advantage of that.
We took full advantage.
Being, you know, being right close to Buckhead and being in downtown Atlanta, we definitely took advantage of that. And me, like... you know, living there, we had a place in the city that we could come back to and all of that. We definitely took advantage of that, dude, we were going out, like, every single weekend.
One point, every, like, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturday, every single day we were going out. Every single day we were going out. And, like, like I said, looking back at it, I'm like, dude, I was a fucking kid.
I know. And now I'm looking back and I'm like, ew, like, why did we go to those places?
They're the only places that let us in.
Yeah.
They're the only places that let us in, literally. Like, the cops there are so corrupt. Like, they don't give a fuck, bro. Yeah. They literally do not care, like, at all. As long as they're getting paid, which is, like, granted, as long as everyone's getting paid, everyone's happy.
Right.
But, like, they don't give a flying fuck how old you are.
One time, our friend showed a McDonald's gift card.
A McDonald's gift card. I think that was in Athens, though. That might have been in Athens. Oh. They're definitely a lot less strict out there.
Just, like, college. Because college town and the bars there, mm-hmm. like, they know there's going to be some college students who are underage, you mm-hmm. know? A lot of college students who are underage. Mm-hmm. So they don't give a fuck. That's, like, half their money.
And partying in the city will show you just how snobby these fuckers are. Let me tell you. So we're in line one day. We're out. We're in line for, I think it was, like, Dive or something. Or it was, what's the one next? Lost Dog, right? We're in line for one of those places. And, you know, you're a little tipsy. You're in line. You're looking at the people around you. You want to make conversation. Fuck it. You got a little liquid courage in you, whatever. So I turn around, and I'm like, we're talking it up with these people. And they're like, oh. I'm like, yeah, like, where do you go to school? And they're like, oh, like, Emory or Georgia Tech, whatever. And then they're like, oh, where do you go? And we're like, Georgia State.
Bitch.
Bitch.
I started lying and said I went to Georgia Tech.
Because if you tell these bitches you go to state,
they're like,
ow. Literally anywhere except Georgia Tech or Emory, like, ow. And then, I kid you not. The minute we said Georgia State, they turn around. They, like, ended the conversation. They're like, oh, okay. Like, these fucking, they're snobs, bro. They're fucking snobs. And I don't say that lightly. I would say, like, 9 out of the 10 fucking interactions I've had with people who go to Tech or go to Emory are just complete fucking assholes. They're, like, complete assholes, which is, like, honestly, I would be a fucking asshole, too, if I was smart enough to get into one of those schools or rich enough. I'd be an asshole, too, honestly. But, like, damn, you didn't have to do all that. Like, we're just trying to have a good time at Dive, yeah. And you're, like, you're shutting me down like that. Come on. Be for real. Be fucking for real. Like, it's not that deep. I know I'm not smart enough or rich enough to get into that school, but we could have still been friends, and you decided not to continue the conversation.
That's when we started making up stories.
Oh, God.
Dude, we put on a whole persona when we went out. And then we have this thing where in our friend group, we started doing, like, a Slavic accent. And so, and then we would take it to the bars and then pretend that we were Slavic and, like, we didn't, you know.
Let me tell you guys this funny story. So we weren't in Buckhead. We were in Athens. And this was a few years ago. I think it was, like, after our freshman year. And we're out in Athens, and I don't know which one of you guys turns to me and was like, do the accent, because this guy was coming over towards us. So the minute he walks over, complete different personality.
Yeah, it's a switch.
It was a switch, and I was like, and then I don't know if it was you or Michaela was like, And this is our friend. She's a transfer student. She's an international transfer student from Russia.
So we put Nick on the spot.
On the spot. And he was like, oh, shit, that's so cool. Like, da-da-da. And he was like, do you like it here? And I was like, yes, I do like it here very much. But, you know, I like it back home a lot better, of course. But, you know, and then he ate it up.
Oh, my God.
He ate it up, dude. And then at one point he was like, oh, that's just, like, so cool. Yeah, you know, like my grandma is, like, from Cuba. And I was like, oh, okay, dog. Like,
not the same.
Not the same. Russia, Cuba, like, not the same. And then he was just, like, fascinated by me. And then after that, it was just, like, I was like, holy shit, I can get away with a lot with this fucking accent. Because
they don't fucking know, bruh. Mm-hmm. They don't know shit. Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're good at it, too, and, like, there's gullible people around. God, you can get away with
bro,
so
yeah,
much.
We started talking about the goats back home.
Oh my God.
We get the milk from the goats, like, yeah.
Oh, my God. And I don't know if it was because, like, maybe it was because he was, like, plastered.
Oh, he was definitely plastered. Yeah. But it
honestly,
was
fun. He looked like the kind of guy that maybe even sober, he would have believed it too.
100%.
Oh my God. Yeah, we've definitely put those accents to use. And like,
dude. Okay, and then also, like, at State, there's hella transfer students too. And so there would be like Irish people, British people, whatever. So one time there was these British guys, and then we went up to them and we're like, oh, I can't, bro. Oh, hello, governor. And then he was like, that's actually so offensive. And we were like, what? Like, anyway.
Nah, in the bars in Buckhead, though, I would lie and be like, yeah, I go to NYU. I'm just here for the weekend. I go to NYU.
Yeah.
Because they look at you completely different. When they know that, like, you don't live there, and that, like, you're not, like, easily attainable, the guys are like, NYU, oh, that's crazy. Like, oh, my God. Like, and then they get into deep conversation with you. But then if you were to just tell them you go to stay, they're like, oh, okay. I'll see her next weekend then. You know? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, oh, my God. Our go-to fucking bar was Veranda. Let me fucking tell you guys. Let me set the scene yet again. So, imagine a two-story building that's connected to other buildings, and there's bars on either side as well. Mm-hmm. It's two stories. You walk in, there's a mini outside bar right there, and then you walk even deeper, and there's a downstairs level bar. And then you go up the stairs.
And there's two bars upstairs,
And there's
too.
Two bars upstairs. And you go upstairs, they're playing, like, Dreams and Nightmares, and the floor is quite literally bouncing under your feet. Bouncing under your feet.
And it's like mosh pit deep. Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sundays like, where it's like you can't even walk around without like getting your feet stepped on.
Yeah. Like 8 out of the 10 times we've been there, it is complete like,
but it's all
shoulder
like,
to shoulder.
And it's all like messy drunk people.
Messy.
Gross. There's probably,
that's where
you're
probably
stepping on throw up on the floor.
Yeah.
Or, like,
that's where you go when like you don't want to be judged for how messy you are.
Yeah.
That's where you go. You don't go there if, like, you want to be prim and proper and, like, you know,
absolutely
sip your
not
little drink. No, no,
absolutely
no, 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 no.
Not.
You go there if you don't want anyone else around you to remember just how fucking plastered you are. You were, because they were just as plastered. Like, that place was actually, like, insane. Insanely dirty, actually.
Yeah.
Insanely dirty. Like, oh, my God.
Ew.
Oh, my fucking God. Ew. Never
the
again.
Bathrooms.
Ew.
There'll be, like, 5 girls deep in this one stall bathroom, right? It's just a one-toilet bathroom. 5 girls deep, and then you turn around and some guy's in there pissing, and you're like, yo, what? Like, you just have your thing out right here in front of all of us? Like, what the hell? And it's just, like, everyone's drunk in there. Oh, my God. It's very overstimulating.
Very overstimulating. They had some really fucking hot bouncers, though. Really hot bouncers. I don't know what it was. But I think it was because, like, all the international students were like, damn, I need a job. I don't know what to do. So then they went and applied to be, like, a bouncer at fucking Veranda. And they ended up getting the job. And they're all, like, fucking hot. Like, 6'4", like, dark hair, like, ugh, like, so fucking hot. But, yeah, that's, like, towards the end, that was, like, one of the only reasons I wanted to go out. Was just because, like, I was like, okay, at least I know the bouncers are gonna be hot. Like, the guys in there might not be, but, like, the bouncers might be.
Yeah, they did hire a lot of students to be the bouncers, but the thing is, then some of the bouncers would get, like, I don't know, like, power happy or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where, dude, if you say one wrong word to them, they're kicking you out of the bar. And we've seen multiple people get dragged out for very little.
Yeah.
And so that was another thing. Don't mess with the bouncers.
No.
Cause they'll be dickheads for sure.
I remember this one time. We were in dive, and we were getting kicked out. And one of the girls that was with us turned around to the bouncer and goes, are you going to remember us? Like, are you not going to let us in next time? And he was like, probably. And I remember, like, waking up the next day, and I'm like, why the fuck would she ask that? Like,
now he's gonna remember.
Yeah, like, we're getting dragged out of the fucking bar, and she's like, are you gonna remember us? And I'm thinking to myself, like, this bitch, like, come on, bitch. Like, he's completely fucking sober. Of course he's gonna remember our drunk asses. Like, I mean, granted, he sees us every day, but, like, honestly, that night was very memorable, so he probably didn't remember us. But, yeah, I can't remember the last time we went out there, though.
Ew. I don't remember either.
I don't remember.
It was definitely after we left state, right?
Yeah.
Like,
we went there, like, maybe 1 or 2 times after we left.
And that was it.
Then that was it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. We didn't really frequent there as much as we used to. Rightfully so, though. Those places are fucking dirty. Give me a nice little jazz bar. Give me a nice little dirty martini.
You go there if you're underage or want to be messy or whatever.
One thing I feel like we need more of here, though, is like actual like dance clubs, like how they have in like Europe and stuff.
Also, that's the reason why we went to Veranda, because a lot of the it was more of a club vibe. Yes, it was a bar, but it was more of a club vibe than like anything else that would be around that we could get into.
Yes, there was a lot more dancing going on there, and that's what like we wanted to do. Like we wanted to dance and like didn't want to just stand around
with and like the fact that there was a lot of people dancing too. Like everyone was dancing. It wasn't like a bar where like, oh, a couple people are chilling over here, a couple people are chilling over here. No, like everyone's on the dance floor, and that's your only option of where to be, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, would I go back? Probably not. But honestly, I loved our year at Georgia State.
Me too.
I loved our year. I think if circumstances were different, I definitely would have stayed. I definitely would have stayed. It was a vibe. Georgia State is a vibe. Like, the people are so fucking cool. Like, I feel like some places you go to,
the
like...
The racetrack.
Oh my God. You know they shut it down, right?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they shut it down.
Dude, I hit a car in there before. Dude, it's because this racetrack is so jam-packed for no reason. Like, if you... You're gonna hear racetrack, and if you're... You're gonna know what we mean.
Yeah, if you know anything about Atlanta, like Atlanta or Georgia State, you know about this fucking racetrack.
Dude, it was like a meetup or something. Everyone went there to hang out. Like, I don't know why everyone was there all the freaking time.
It's scary at night, though. Like, when I would walk back to my car, so, bitch, let me tell you guys. I was driving back and forth from Lawrenceville to Atlanta, and there would be some days where I would drive back and forth twice in one day because I would have class, and then I'd have a sorority event later in the day, but, like, I needed to get ready or whatever. I needed to grab something, and I had no choice but to go back home, and I would drive back and forth multiple times a week, and then at night when we would have, like, chapter... If we would end chapter at, well, like, 8 or 9, and I'm walking back to my car at the parking deck that I left there at 10 in the morning before class. I'm walking back at 9 at night, like, all by myself in the middle of Atlanta. I'm a tiny little girl. I can get snatched up like that, bitch, like that. And I got my pepper spray in one hand, my taser in another. I remember my mom, before I started, like, before my first day, she was like, I got something for you. And I was like, oh, I wonder what it is. She was like, taser. It's a military grade taser. And I was like, bitch, you got this off Amazon. What fucking military grade, bitch? Like, this is not military grade. This is not gonna do anything. But you know, just to keep her happy, I kept it on me and I held it at all times. And then I had my pepper spray in the other hand.
But I had, like, knives, bitch.
Yeah,
I had my pepper spray and a knife.
Like, you had to. I'm sorry, you had to. Like, you don't know what was gonna go down.
Yeah,
downtown Atlanta in the middle of the night, bitch. Ooh, that's like, you're talking, like, nightmare shit. Like, that's, like, the things that's in your nightmares, bro. And, like...
Yeah, and then we'd have, like, an app where you get notifications on what's, you know, going on campus. And they'd be like, oh, this, someone got hit in the head.
Someone got... Remember the one where someone got hit in the head with the skateboard and then someone stole their phone as well?
Yes, and it was, like, a 14-year-old kid. Dude,
oh, like, my God. What the fuck? I remember this one time we were at a sorority event at this, like, little bar called Joystick in the city. And we're all sitting inside, and all at the same time we get a notification, and it was like, active shooter 400 feet away, or like 200 feet away, some like crazy shit. So we're all like, what the fuck? So we check outside the door, and like the police are already there wrapping like caution tape. Quite literally, like, I kid you not, like, very fucking close, like, right outside the bar that we were at. There was a gas station right across the street, and I guess they're like, there was a shootout right across the gas station. They were putting caution tape right around the gas. I was like, bitch, we were just inside fucking singing karaoke and drinking beer, and there's a fucking shootout happening literally right outside our door. Like, it could not have been more, like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Were you there that night? I can't remember if you went to that mixer.
I wasn't there, but I remember that when we were out one night and we were, like, thinking about going to Lost, But then we went somewhere else, and then we got a notification that there was, like, somebody got stabbed at Lost or something like that.
Mm-mm.
It was a shooting. Somebody brought a gun.
Somebody got shot in the head.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Don't.
Or maybe that was a different time. Because I know someone did get shot outside of Lost Dog. Like, someone did die. Like, they got shot. Mm. But the night that you're talking about, I don't know. I can't remember.
It got dark.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, guys. I mean, that's... It comes with the territory.
Yeah.
Going out in Atlanta.
And people are, like, worried about the homeless people, bitch. It's not the homeless people. They're not going to do shit to you.
Mm-mm.
Except for freak you out a little bit. But mm-hmm. not... They're not... Bruh. They're not going to touch you. Anyway.
There's one homeless person that we used to see all the time. And he would always walk around with, like, headphones in his ears, but it wasn't plugged into anything. And he would just be singing his heart out, walking back and forth in the street.
Yeah, that's another thing. People think they have stories about homeless people in Atlanta. You don't know the half of it, bitch. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Like,
we have some stories.
Like, the people that go to, like, Georgia Tech and Emory, they're like, oh, the homelessness. Bitch, go to downtown. Go to Georgia State campus. You'll see
There's tents everywhere. Homeless and it's so people having sex under a blankie in the middle of the street. The thing is, they also, like, migrated right, like, outside of Georgia State campus.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, right in Georgia State campus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're all up in that bitch. But you mind your business, they'll mind theirs, kind of.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing about Georgia State, too, is, like, on your way to class, you see a little bit of everything. You mm-hmm. see people going to work with their suitcases and their suits. And then you see, you know, some homeless people. And then you see some people who are recording a music video or
and then you see
making YouTube.
News broadcasts. Mm-hmm. And then you see the students.
You see everything.
Yeah.
You see everything. You know how many times I have almost gotten, like, demolished, pancaked, flattened out by a Georgia State bus? Like, I used to say it was like, it was like playing Crossy Road. It was like playing Crossy Road, but in real life, but with your life, walking around Georgia State campus and trying not to get hit by one of those buses. I don't know who the fuck was driving those buses, but if you're out there and you're listening, you almost fucking killed me multiple times. You almost killed me. I almost became a millionaire because you hit me.
They don't give a fuck. One time, remember when we were walking past... And then I don't know if they were homeless, but you know how, like, I think they were, and a lot of homeless people I think are veterans who have, like, mm-hmm. lost limbs and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. this guy's in a wheelchair trying to get on the bus. Bitch, he falls down the bus stairs with his wheelchair. Me and Nikki look over, we're like, oh, and the bus driver does
just
nothing.
Does nothing.
Somebody on the street had to come up and help this dude.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're no better because, like, we were bystanders, but, like...
Yeah, but there was other people going up to help this guy, so we were like, okay. But the bus driver was just, like, nonchalant as hell.
He was like, not the first time that's happened.
I was just like, no way. Dude, I remember that so vividly.
Oh, my God. Dude, the shit that we've seen is, like, actually fucking crazy. Yeah. I can only imagine how much more shit we would see if we would have stayed there all 4 years.
Yeah.
Like...
Bitch, like... Dude, oh my God. Since I live there too, I would wake up. Sorry, there's hair in my mouth. I would wake up. It's like 2 in the morning. I'm waking up to what the fuck? Somebody's playing like a fucking. What is that instrument?
What, trumpet?
A trumpet or like a saxophone. They were walking down the street playing a saxophone up and down the street. I'm like, okay, whatever. So then I go back to sleep. Again, I wake up 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning, and I'm like, the motherfucker's still outside walking up and down the street playing a saxophone. Like, it was crazy. I was just like, why? Why? Really, why?
I'm and then there was sleep. there was a church right next to the apartment as well. So, like, on the dot, what was it, like 7 or like 8 a.m. on the dot every day? Ding, ding, ding.
And it lasted
ding.
For like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Straight 2 minutes
and it
straight.
Was like that happened to like 2 or 3 times every mm-hmm. day mm-hmm. the bell rings
mm-hmm.
or chimes go off whatever
I mean
time.
It was definitely a great way to like know what time it is but like when you're waking up like when you're
after a night out I'm like out. Damn what the fuck is ringing in my ear
yeah.
You don't need no alarm
Mm-mm.
no alarm
Mm-mm. nothing you don't need nothing
even at night that shit will ring
yeah
and I'm like I'm trying to sleep right?
Did we ever figure out like what Well, it was for a church, right?
It was. Been, it right? was.
And then you had the Georgia State Capitol right there as well, like the Capitol building, City Hall.
It was really nice. We were close to everything. We were close to the band stadium. Dude, I was coming from, you know, the suburbs, and then there was a Trader Joe's 5 minutes away. I was like, yes, yes, yes. Like, everything that, like, I couldn't have accessed, I...
Yeah, you had the Beltline right there. You had Ponce right there. Yeah. No, definitely. Like I said, I think if circumstances were different, like, I would most definitely would have stayed there, or I would move back. But... Yeah, I mean, and then everything, and then when we, like, were kind of over it, we kind of looked at each other again like we did in the at the end of high school. We were like, so, what's next? Where do we go now? And then we ended up transferring to GGC, where we're at now. But, yeah, I don't take back any of the experiences, any of the time that we had there. Loved my classes.
Me too.
I loved my professors, honestly.
Yeah, me too. I miss it. Mm-hmm. I do miss it. Mm-hmm.
What I don't miss, though, is
I got to experience it.
Yeah, I don't miss the amount of people, because I don't like being in big crowds.
I love the amount of people.
No, I don't like being in big crowds. I don't like feeling, like, stuck or, like, being in big crowds. It gives me a lot of anxiety. And, like, towards the end, I started feeling that, especially in my, like, lecture halls. Because, like, for me, in my anxiety, if I, like, feel like there's no escape, like, quick escape, I start having anxiety and I start, like, freaking out. Like, let's say I'm in a lecture hall and I'm sitting all the way in the back and I need to leave really, really quick, but I have to pass all of these people. I start freaking out. That's why, like, I'm really strategic with where I sit in class and stuff, because I always need, like, a quick exit. Because
I remember when this one girl fell down the, you know, the stairs, like, on each side of the lecture halls. She fell down the stairs and everyone was, like, not, like, all the way down, but, like, she tripped at the bottom. And everyone, just, like, everyone's head went, joop. I was like, oh, like, she wasn't hurt or anything.
She tripped going up or down?
Down.
Ooh.
Mm. She wasn't hurt or anything, but it was doom, everyone. Like, how many people? At least 200 people, you know what I'm saying?
Did she fall?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But she was fine.
Okay. No, but like, if it was like a little trip, like
she
tripped.
No, she fell on the ground.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah. I wouldn't go back to class. You would never see my face ever again after that.
She. I don't know. She seemed like the type of person who didn't give a fuck. But
that's how everyone was at Georgia State, bro. Literally, I feel like everyone at Georgia State was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm gonna do my own thing. Yeah. Like, I'm not, like, no one really judged there. I felt like, right?
Yeah. I didn't feel like it.
Like, everyone was kind of just, like, on their own wavelength. Like,
bruh, and then, like, going to college, too, like, everyone's hitting their titters or vapes. Yeah. Like, in the lecture hall. I'm like, bitch, this is allowed? Like, okay.
Yeah. Yep. Or, like, people smoking, like, right outside campus. I'm like, huh? Like, I saw so many people just, like, lighting up.
Yeah.
Like, lighting up their little joints, and I'm like...
Or, like,
Toto, we are not in high school anymore.
Or, like, dude, funniest shit ever. I mean, they're part of a club, a spiritual club, whatever the fuck.
You pass me the water.
Oh. But there'd be, like, monks walking around.
Yes! Dude! Oh, my God, yes! Right? Yes, and then they would always, like, try to, like,
get you to be a monk. Yeah. It's, like, shaved head and all, bitch. Shaved head and all, the whole get-up.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, students would become monks and be a part of this program and then walk around trying to, like, I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
And I do not miss the fucking, the pro-lifers protesting on campus.
With a picture of a dolphin fetus.
Dolphin fetus.
You can't kill it.
You can't kill it. Become a Christian. And this and that, and I'm just like, bitch.
You would think you're
the reason that people don't want to be religious. I hope you know that. Like, you're making people turn away from it with your fucking absurdity. Get the fuck off my campus.
Yeah,
you're
they would
weird.
Look possessed too, bruh. The Lord is speaking through them.
Like, very weird, very weird. Like, we're just trying to go to class and learn about economics. And
why
you're
are you in
showing
my face
us a fucking dolphin fetus?
Dead dolphin fetus in my face. Like,
are you okay? Do you not have do these people not work? Do you not have a job? Or is this your job? I'm confused. I'm so fucking confused. Yeah, Georgia State was like
a
it was
fever
a
dream.
Circus.
Yeah.
It was a fever dream. It was.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, I don't there was some days I would come home and be like, what the fuck just happened? Like.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to go to class and learn. And I just got I got everything else. Like, I don't even know.
Bro, dude, I always get, like, the weird people in my class. No
offense. You do always, like, get the weird people.
I don't know what classes I am in, what energy it is. I don't know. But I be getting some weird people in my fucking class. I can't remember the stories. It's just, like, little things here
and
there.
Tell us about that girl who, the one where she, was it in your Spanish class?
Yes.
Tell us. Do you remember?
Oh, she said something like she speaks Spanish or, like, is almost fluent in Spanish or something like that. Dude. Oh, and then the professor asked her, like, either what her name was or I forgot. Because this is, like, Spanish 1 or some shit, like, for college. So it's, like, you know, the basics. And he asked her, like, what her name was or, like, how she was in Spanish. She responded with, like, oh, my mom and two brothers. Yeah. I was like, bitch, why? That's not what he was asking. I don't know.
Oh, my God. No, like, Rena would come, and we would debrief about our days. And, like, Rita would just tell me shit for, like, people in her class. And I'm like, dude, like, can I be in your, like, what funny fucking classes are you in that you're just getting, like, the most outrageous funny people? Like, I need to be in these classes.
I can't remember another story. There was other ones.
Yeah, there was. Oh, my God. Do you guys want to hear something? Why am I asking them if they want to hear something funny? Do you guys want to hear something funny?
Yes.
So, one of my professors at Georgia State, he was this, like, super eclectic, just, like, really weird, all over the place. No, my history teacher. My English teacher was the one I had a crush on.
I loved him. Yeah, I went to his lecture, yeah. Her lecture when he was in there.
He was a cutie. Anyways, so my history teacher, he's this, like, older guy, maybe in his, like, late 50s, early 60s, like, really just, like, hard-ass energy, really weird, really eclectic. And one day he came into class like 15 minutes late. Like, we were all waiting for him. And, like, typically if, like, he's late or if he cancels class, like, he'll let us know beforehand. And he cancels class a lot, honestly.
Bitch!
Do you know what I'm about to say?
Yes, I know exactly which lecture. Because I would go and wait outside her class.
Yes.
For her to get out while I was doing my homework.
So, like, 10 or 15 minutes later after class turned and he comes.
Please. I'm texting Nikki, bro. I think a homeless man just ran into your classroom. Because I would wait outside her classroom.
She texts me this. And then a minute or like 30 seconds later, he walks. My professor walks in. He has his, like, his bike helmet on. He has a gash on his head. He has, like, he's bleeding out of his arm. And we're like, we're all looking at each other in class like, what the fuck is this? And he was like, sorry, guys. Like, I fell out on my bike outside or something. Like, someone hit him, like a car hit him or something.
Bro, why did he come to class is the,
like,
question.
He was bleeding out of his head the entire fucking class, bro.
This man got hit on his bicycle.
Dude, that shit was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
And, like, he would always cancel class because he would be like, sorry, guys, like, I can't ride my bike to work today because it's raining, so we're canceling class. Like,
oh, my God. Or this one time when I went, like, granted, a lot of students don't have cars and whatever.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Like, hey, you have a bike. Cool beans. It's just so funny. Like, when I was, like, trying to go on a date with this guy. Bitch. So we're like, okay, let's meet here. And I was like, okay, but I'm going to be on my way right now. And he's like, okay, you might pass me on my bike, though. I'm riding my bike there. You might pass me. I'm like, bro, do you want me to pick you up? Like, what? Like, what's going on? I don't know. That was just so fucking funny. He's like, you might pass me on my bike.
Oh, my God. That's
I'm
so
like,
funny.
I'm like, okay.
Honestly, though, like, these bike riders, they must have, like, a death wish or something, especially the ones in Atlanta. Like, they must have, like, a death wish because I'm so sorry. You can pay me enough to ride my bike around Atlanta knowing how people drive. Sorry. You couldn't fucking pay me enough.
Those fucking scooters, the Lime scooters, I don't know.
Yeah.
You would just see people, like, you would have to stop your car, like, in the middle of the road because some bitch is on an electric scooter driving by.
Literally, bro. Yeah, that's just...
Remember when we saw someone we knew, like...
Yes! We didn't know. We were driving back to Rena's apartment, and I looked to the left, and I'm like, I went to high school with that motherfucker, and he's just sitting there riding a fucking electric scooter down the middle of downtown Atlanta.
I was like, wait, is that? And then she was like, yeah, that's him. And I was like, no way.
Dude, oh my God. But I will say, like, we knew a lot of people that went to Georgia State, but I didn't bump into anyone.
Mm-mm.
That's how many people
went
there.
And if you did, you just saw them from, like, a distance and mm-hmm. then never again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. But I think a lot of people also, like, they did the opposite of what we did. Like, they started off at GGC and then they transferred over to Georgia State.
Right, we did the opposite.
We did the opposite. Which I'm kind of glad. I'm kind of glad we did that. Oh,
yeah, me too.
Definitely got that, like, experience, like, being, like, younger mm-hmm. when I had the energy to do it. Because I don't have the energy to do it now.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't have the energy to, like, go out and, like, be in a sorority or go out and party or be in the city in general. Just, like, living in the city is, like, it's, like, so fucking draining, I feel like. Takes so much out of you. Living in any city, really, because it's just so, like, fast-paced, like,
yeah, which Atlanta's not really, like, as fast-paced. It's just, like, the overstimulation mm-hmm. factor of, like, there's so many different things going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And then just, like, the exit, the highway exit to get...
Bitch! To the exit get that to was Georgia for State. Georgia State and for my apartment, the most... backed up exit ever.
Like, you're waiting 30 fucking minutes. Yeah. I had to add on 30 minutes
and
to my
driver. And the fact that you have to, like, from the highway, you have to merge onto the fucking backed up exit.
Yeah.
And it was like, damn, I'm going 60 right now. All of a sudden, I have to stop, mm-hmm. merge. Like, it was very hectic.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate it. Like, I didn't come home that much just because of the drive.
Yeah.
Getting out of Atlanta.
And I didn't drive back home that much because of the drive. Like, I would stay at Rena's because I fucking hate
that
it.
That was our era of movies. Like, we would watch movies together.
Yes. Hella.
Because yes. I didn't have a TV, but I had a projector, mm-hmm. and it would project on, like, super big on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just watch movies after movies after movies.
Mm-hmm. And that was when, I think we talked about this in one of our earlier episodes, where,
whenever,
like,
whenever we pick a movie together, it ends horribly.
Yeah. It's, like, one of the most horrible endings you could ever imagine in your life.
Like, either the movie is just weird and we're like, let's change it, or, like, the movie is like, okay, it's kind of good, and then it gets to the end and we're both like, bitch, what was
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's when it began. That's when our, like, our curse.
Yeah.
I feel like we're cursed in that sense.
Yeah.
That's when it began, when we were at Georgia State. That's when we started reading, or that's when I started reading,
that,
too.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And then mm-hmm. she was like, hey, I found this app that you can, like, pay to
read but books. You could, yeah, you could read Werewolf Romance. That's
please
what
don't
I was
tell them.
Sorry. Well.
I'm just kidding.
Secrets out, guys. No. I like Werewolf
yeah.
Romance.
No, you could read any books, but she started reading a werewolf book. She was like, hey, like, let me put you on. I started reading it. I was like,
damn, this
werewolf is good. And then so we would literally pay, bitch, like $30 yeah. a book. Yeah. And not really $30.
Oh, no, I was more than that. I would pay more than that, bro, because each chapter was like $10.
And it was
bucks.
Like you had to pay to keep reading.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm like, bitch. And then we discovered Kindle Unlimited, and we were like, what were we
what
doing?
Dude. Yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't even want to think about all the money I spent. And it was all on my credit card, too, bro. Bitch. Like, I was so stupid. I was so fucking stupid. And also, just, like, the amount of money that I spent that one year at Georgia State. And I wasn't even living there, bro.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Bitch, I had hella saved up. Hella saved up. First semester in, almost all of it's gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nope.
Because my sorority fees were not that much comparatively to, like, other schools. But what I didn't take into account was, like, I need to get, like, a new outfit every fucking week. Or I need to pay for entry. Or I need to pay for drinks. Or whatever. And then, like, we would go out every weekend. So we would be paying.
Uber. Mm-hmm. The entry fee. The drinks. Mm-hmm. The fits.
Mm-hmm. And, like, we still have friends. We have friends who are, like, still, like, on campus, like, in college, like, different schools or whatever, and, like, they still go out, like, every fucking weekend. I'm like, are you rich? Are you rich?
How do you get this going out,
man? How do you get this money? How do you get this money? Because I don't see you with the rich man, so I know he's not paying for it. Who's paying? Who's paying? Mommy, daddy?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Or when we go out with, like, little to nothing in our pockets, get an Uber there, mm-hmm. get somebody to buy us a drink. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then find a ride home.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we found a ride home. Yep. Whether it's an Uber that we figured out how to pay for, mm-hmm. or by asking somebody who was sober.
I think we, like, went out enough in our freshman year to last us our entire college.
Yeah.
And, like, we're two people where, like, we have friends and, like, we know people who, like, go out religiously and like that's like they're okay with it, like their bodies are okay with it, their minds are okay with it. I think we're two people who are like, once we get in our fill of something, that's it. Like
I we'll need a go week, at least a week before I do anything again.
Yeah, like, and we still go out, like we'll go out here and there, but like I don't know how some of our friends do it where they are literally just,
I'd be getting
out.
Tired.
Yeah, dude.
I'd be getting tired.
Like, just like, I'm sitting in the club like, damn, bitch. I'm trying to go home and read.
That's why, oh my God, sometimes I would be in the club literally standing up, falling asleep because like, it's like 2 a.m. and I have alcohol in my system and I'm like, bitch, I'm falling asleep right now. I don't know how you guys are still dancing.
Yeah. No, literally. And then, like, some of the people that we would go out with would want to stay out till like, 3 or 4, and I'm like...
So then we'd have to get different Ubers.
Different Ubers,
if it was,
yeah,
like, enough of us to stay with each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I got that experience at a young age.
No, it was really fun. Now I want to, like, do it again. But, like, not, like, all of it. I just want to, like, experience
in
it
in a more mature
for...
way. Like, I feel like now that we, like... Now that we know better, and, like, now that we know certain things that, like, maybe we didn't know before,
yeah,
like... And now that we have, like... Big girl money, you
Speaking
know?
Speaking of which, Gavin is actually going out to Buckhead.
Ooh,
tonight.
Tonight? Should we go?
He invited us.
We should go.
Do you want to?
Kind of, actually.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun.
We'll keep you guys updated. Maybe next episode we'll be talking about how we went out
Yeah,
because
this is feeling very nostalgic.
Mm-hmm. I am feeling very nostalgic. Sorry, guys. I've been munching on these the entire episode. They're so fucking good. If you're not watching, I'm eating the salt and vinegar Lay's chips.
Yum. Do they taste okay?
Yeah.
Oh, here. You can have the rest.
Give me something to drink.
Bitch, I'm sweating.
Yeah, it's really hot in here. Okay. I think that's a great place to conclude.
Just a little storytelling.
Yeah, I think as the episodes go on, too, and as our podcast goes on, you'll hear more snippets of our time at Georgia State and our time in college. But we just wanted to introduce the fact that we actually did go to Georgia State and we weren't at GGC all 4 years.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed and stay tuned for next episode because we might be talking about how we met out last night.
Yeah.
Or tonight.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And this was episode 7.
7.
Already.
Holy fuck.
And then so next will be episode 8. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be exciting.
Mm-hmm. So exciting. Alrighty. Sunroom Sisters out. Peace.
Bye.